Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison, and I have the Liz Springer with us from Nationwide. And folks, we just listened to her in one of our meetings. She has got some really important information that you need to hear. Liz, I know you got some important stuff, and the hot topic right now would be the standard federal. Or what do they call it?
Federal Pacific.
Yes.
A.K.A. Stablock.
See, I never heard Stablock till you said it.
Well, it's got something to do with
federal
stabbing.
Federal Pacific is what I've always heard.
Well, yeah, it's just like a quick...
That's actually who makes it. It's Federal Pacific.
It's Federal Pacific.
Yes.
That is the brand.
Yes.
The box is called the Stablock.
Talking about the breaker box.
Yeah, breaker box in homes that are built before 1975. Well, actually, I think even in the 80s, I'm not sure exactly what year they stopped installing them, but there was a lot of them installed.
Yes.
And we see quite a few out there. And it can affect your insurance rate.
Why can it affect it? I mean,
Well, the ones that are obviously already under a policy, you know, that's not buying or selling a house, their insurance company would be
grandfather.
It would probably be at their discretion at this point to either increase their rates or leave them the same because they've been with them forever, you know, yada yada yada. But if you're buying or selling, it's very different.
Here's what's happened: the powers that be have determined that these are not safe. That sometimes the breakers don't pop, thus a fire starts, your house burns down, but that's not safe.
Correct.
So before it was kind of maybe, now the inspectors that we have are calling it, hey, this is an issue.
Appraisers are calling
it. FHA and FHA, not all appraisers, but FHA and VA appraisers.
Exactly. That's right.
Are calling it. And here's what the problem is. Is I've lived in my house for 100 years. Now, you know I'm joking on that one.
I do. I know you're joking because I'm your insurance
agent. And I said, I've never had any trouble at all, ever, ever, ever. And you want me to spend a couple $1,000s to change this out?
Mm-hmm.
So as a seller, I'm going, ugh. Mm-hmm. As a buyer, you're saying, I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because me to get insurance. And the fact that I'm telling you, this is what I do to you, Liz. Hey, Liz, how the kid? Kid's doing good?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're okay with them in this house that you know might not be safe that could burn down in the middle of the night?
Absolutely.
Now, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
That's what they do to me. And guess what?
I'm
getting a new
point.
Breaker box.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate I think it's unfortunate to the sellers because as an insurance agent, which I was for 10 years, and
you're still an insurance agent.
There we go.
Y'all can't see this, folks. She's very, very blonde. Go ahead, ma'am.
I have a face for radio. But the
so
sellers, it's unfortunate for them because they don't see anything wrong with their house. They don't feel like there's anything wrong with their breaker box.
I lived there since, forever.
Exactly. So as a real estate agent, I think we need to be proactive, going in there when you go in to list a house. I think it would be a great idea to say, look, there's two things you need to be aware of because you're attracting buyers. Buyers are going to be concerned about two things, or they should be concerned about two things.
Or alerted,
the roof,
they're not.
Yeah, exactly. And their real estate agent hopefully is going to cover that. Their buyer's agent is going to take care of them anyway, hopefully, on these issues or on these two items that could be an issue, and that's the roof and the breaker box. So because insurance, like you said, FHA, VA appraisers, the inspector, everybody's going to be looking for that.
And they haven't really in the past. So
has been a really hot topic in the last.
And it's get hotter too.
Well, and I think the reason why things get to be a hot topic in insurance as an industry is because of the claims reports. They do their claims. They do their investigating on what they're paying out the most money on. And right now, apparently, they're paying out a lot of money on houses burning down. That's a big ticket item.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a roof. That's a big ticket item. They're paying for the structure, the dwelling, and everything in the house. So those are big, big numbers.
Well, and what you just said, and I'm real familiar with this. When my parents lived in San Antonio years and years and years ago. I was at UT. They had a house fire, a grease fire, and it really just burned up the kitchen. But it ruins the whole house.
Correct.
That black smoke. I mean, everything. And the insurance company, it was very, very expensive.
Yeah, they probably should have.
So, yeah. My poor dad was cooking, and I think he caught the grease on fire. But
oh, well, yeah. That happens.
Yeah, that happened.
And then I did have, that's funny that you say that, because I did have a buyer that I had talked to, a referral from a real estate agent that sent me, and I talked to the buyer themselves and told them about our Clue report that we ran on their new home that they were buying, that I just wanted to let them know there was a $100,000 fire claim on the house, and that's all I knew. I knew the amount and the date. You know, I knew it was a claim, it was a paid claim. And she said, "Well, I wondered why when I walked in the door that half of the house was brand new and half of it was outdated."
Yeah.
So then she knew why.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's unfortunate.
It should have been disclosed to him anyway, though.
It should have.
So.
But on the seller's disclosure, as you know, Scott, the question is there anything that you were paid by an insurance claim that was not corrected with that money?
Actually, there's a whole separate form just for that.
Excellent.
But I'm going to tell you this, and I think people are honest in general. I mean, there's some that aren't. I know we wouldn't have jails. But and especially in West Texas, I think most people are honest, and they really don't think about it. Because I'm going to tell you the people's face. I have that in my listing packet. So I go out there, and Ms. Springer, okay, here's this. I said, this says right here, have you ever got a check from an insurance company that you didn't use those funds for what you're supposed to? And I promise you, it's amazing. They go, well, they gave us a check for the roof, but the roof's fine. And
wow.
I said, have you ever got, $8,000 from an insurance company just for the heck of it? That doesn't work. And because what she said, the Clue reports, everybody knows, or they're going to know.
Yes.
You got to put a new roof on.
Yes.
And if they didn't put a new roof on, this is a probably get mixed on insurance. If I put my roof on, they give me I'm making this number, $8,000. And then when I get it put on, I show them it's put on, then I get another $2,000. What's that called? The residual?
Yeah. It's called residual or holdback.
Holdback. So you didn't get all your money anyway. Probably. I mean, maybe not all the time, but sometimes. So you need to do it anyway. But if you're going to sell your house and you know that, and I wouldn't have a clue if you had a problem with water or fire or something and you didn't spend it for that, what would happen? But
well,
you got to fix it.
No, you have to. If it's interior, obviously, and you live inside the house, you're going to want to fix it. But a lot of people will slough off the roof because they can't see it, nor do they get on it. And I don't know many sellers that get on it. What really cracks me up is when buyers, I'll say, well, do you know how the roof is of the, you know, if there was a recent replacement on the roof of the house that you're buying? And they said, no, I don't really know, but it looks good.
Yeah.
And I'll ask them my next question, and what do you think's my next question? Did you get on it?
Yeah.
They don't.
Chip, you don't ask me that because you know it'd be an
emergency
revisit.
I knew you would get on it.
Yeah. Well, but I'm going to tell you this, and let's talk a little bit. I can't talk about every insurance company because I don't know about all of them. I know some, but I know this Nationwide in particular pretty well.